Mayor Jordan Hill Lewis joins us now. Hello, Jordan.
Hi, John. How
You've,
are you?
Very well, thanks. You've got the results back of a proactive, what you call a proactive, not sure what you mean by that, but lifestyle audit of your MACO members. Who did it and what was their brief?
By proactive, I mean that we are not required to do it. We chose to do it in the city of Cape Town to try and set an example. We think it should be necessary all over the country, but we want to do that here. It was done by Fairbridges law firm and a firm called FTI Forensic Consulting.
And their brief was?
Essentially to determine whether members of the executive's lifestyle could be reasonably explained by their incomes, to look at their assets and liabilities, to look at their sources of income, their bank statements, their business interests, family business interests, check if there were any conflict of interest or whether any of their family members were doing business with the state in Cape Town. It was quite extensive.
And they had power to ask to see anything they wanted to see. Were there any no-go areas in their auditing?
No, there was not. It was quite invasive, and they had no legal power because, again, this was proactive, not legally required. But I did make it clear that this was a requirement of staying in the executive in the city of Cape Town, and based on that persuasion, there was absolute full participation and compliance,
including yourself.
No, I actually didn't, because the audit was to me. I was the auditor. So it wouldn't have really have made sense to do that. I would have to do it to the premier or I don't know, someone above me, to the party, perhaps.
So we haven't scrutinized your financial situation yet.
No, you haven't. No, I of course I'm very happy to do so, but someone on a higher pay grade needs to do it, not me. I can't audit myself. That would be defeating the object.
Would it? I mean, I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but why can't you ask the firm, the two firms that did the work on the MACO members, to do the same work on you?
Well, I'm happy to do so, but who would review it?
I would. For a small fee. For a small fee.
I'm sure you would. I'm sure you would.
And, I mean, your media release earlier this week talks about no substantial risk factors being uncovered. And the word substantial means something. And the fact that you chose to use the word suggests that there are some risks which are not substantial enough to be called substantial, but they are still there. Otherwise, you would have said no risks at all. So what are some of the substantial or the
insubstantial?
Yeah.
The insubstantial risks were... they even went and looked at whether everyone had appropriate planning approval for their homes, and there was one who didn't, who had a garage or something like that, a structure that wasn't on the approved city plans and needed to be approved. There was someone that was...
Good luck dealing with the city planning department.
There was someone who was a couple of months in arrears on another house that they owned that they didn't live in but rented out on their... on their council bill, but not the 3 months that is statutorily forbidden. So, you know, that was really a couple of minor things like that that had to be corrected, and I've sent off instructions for them to correct those as soon as possible.
Yeah, and without having had sight of the reports, all I can do is say that it sounds like something that should happen to the National Cabinet. It should probably happen to Directors General. We know about the number of civil servants that have been identified as doing work irregularly with the state and in some cases making significant amounts of money out of this. And you are absolutely certain that there is no meaningful reputational risk associated with any of the financial affairs of your MACO members. That's what this comes down to.
Yeah, that's exactly what it comes down to. I want the residents of Cape Town to feel the reasonable assurance that the government is honest, that it respects their money, and that it conducts itself with integrity. And I want the reasonable assurance that the colleagues that I work with follow those same precepts. So I do feel that reasonable assurance. Of course, with any process, it's possible to hide something if you do so in a very sophisticated way. So I can't say I can't offer an ironclad guarantee, but this was pretty invasive. And I, having read it in detail, am reasonably satisfied.
Okay, a listener agrees with you because it would be like marking your own homework if you got to commission exactly, your own audit. Was it an expensive thing to do, Jordan? I mean, if I think of municipalities across the country which are less well-resourced than the city of Cape Town municipality is, I mean, is this a thing that is so much worth doing that the money spent on it is necessary to spend?
Yes, I totally agree with that. I think it is so worth doing. I really want to try and make the standard practice in South African governments. And it's quite unprecedented. So, you know, we took some time with the auditors even to just get to a proper terms of reference because it's not something that they had done for other clients. And once we got to a proper term of reference, it took them about 2 months of quite intensive work. So in the end, it was quite expensive, but not prohibitively so, but absolutely worth it, given the peace of mind that it gives to the public and the peace of mind that it gives to me personally. And what I'd really like to do is expand it to more officials, you know, not just political office bearers, but senior officials in the city and so on. And so we're looking at doing that. But I really think it should be standard practice for politicians across the country.
Thank you very much, Mayor Jordan Hill-Lewis, for talking to us this afternoon.